small boys.
Yeah, the
Hello everyone, it's Bob here again, and that sound you can hear warbling in the background is none other than Dion, the great 50s heartthrob and croon legend Dion there, and that's him kicking off the show today with the title track from his 1975 LP, that's called Born to Be With You, and the keener-eared of my listeners will have identified that as a bona fide a Phil Spector production, which indeed it is. So yeah, hope everyone's okay. It's very chilly here today. I'm still in my dressing gown, bizarrely, because I stayed sort of downstairs longer than I normally would, because there was one of my childhood heroes was on BBC Breakfast, the great Brian Cant. Anyone who's like me over 900 years old will remember programmes like Play Away and Trumpton and Camberwick Green, which he was the prominent sort of personality on. Sorry, I'll try not to use any words with P in, because I'm ponging the microphone every time I say P. I've tried to position the microphone so I don't do that. I just have a swig of tea. Maybe that'll calm me down. Hold on. Oh yeah, we had several tweets while I'm on the subject of tea. Oh, that's very nice. I'm going to have another swig. Oh, that's lovely. That's English breakfast tea today with oat milk in it. We're still on the, trying to be on the milk-free thing. Yeah, we had several tweets asking where the tea of the week slot had gone, so I've reinstated it. I deliberately made myself a cup of tea this morning. As I was saying, I was watching breakfast, BBC Breakfast downstairs, and tweeting to that effect. I've got into the tweeting, you probably guessed that by now. And they had Brian Cant on, who I didn't realise this. I thought he was looking a bit shaky. He was wearing a lovely, lovely pale pink sweater, though. So, you know, he still kept his sartorial elegance amid all of the tragedy, really, of him having Parkinson's disease. He was diagnosed with it about 10 years ago, and he did look a bit shaky. But I thought, you know, considering that he's been suffering from that for quite a while now, he seemed actually quite good. So it was just lovely to see him, and they showed some old footage of him from the 70s, my sort of childhood era, and it was just lovely to see him. And he's still got that wonderful kind of personality and strength of character. He was saying that he'd told somebody that he had Parkinson's, and this guy said, when does the show start? Thinking he meant he'd been given the Parkinson's show. So I mean, it was just nice to see that he could kind of make sort of slightly light of the terrible circumstances. So yeah, anyway, I'll try not to start this week's show on a really low note. There, I've already brought in a tragic wasting disease. We'll see if we can cheer things up a little bit while I fight against my incipient Parkinson's by trying to remember what I was going to play. Yes, I know what it was. I was going to start with this song, but then I thought after the Jerry Lee Lewis one, we needed something a bit more epic. But I'm beginning to think now I should have started with this one. It's called Who's That Knocking, and it's by the Genies. And I'll shut up before I say anything else that's totally offensive and will make everybody turn off. Okay, here's the Genies.
Calling my name, tossed a brick through my window. long.
Yeah, I should have started with that one, really, shouldn't I? That would have been much more chirpy. So, yeah, okay. Yeah, the tweeting thing. Since the programme started, I've had a few tweets in, and here's one from. I'm making it up. I haven't really had any tweets, but go along with it. Pretend that I actually have an audience. Here's one from Wendy Hurrell, and she says, "Hi Bob, thanks for last night." I'm just going to reply back while I play the next song. I'll tweet back to Wendy and say it was no problem. It was a pleasure. And when she's finished with it, can I have the spanner back, please? That's what I'm going to say to the lovely Wendy Hurrell, who was looking absolutely stunning this morning on her. She's also the main reason I watched BBC Breakfast, if truth be told. She does the London weather, and that's how I know how cold it is, because obviously I watched her broadcast this morning. So, without any further ado, I'm going to do the first of a few dedications that I'll be doing throughout the show today. This one goes out to Richard Dawkins. Yeah, and Richard's tweeted back in the time it's taken to listen to that song. I've had several tweets, and one of them comes from Richard Dawkins saying, "Fuck off." Well, that's charming, isn't it? Absolutely charming. I mean, you could at least listen to the message behind the lyric there. Okay, this next one. This is a band that came out in, I think, the mid-80s. So I would have been in my prime then. It was probably around the time that Arsenal last lost to Tottenham, actually. So, I would have been about 28. So it shows you how long ago that was, having succumbed to the old North London rivals on Saturday, having been 2-0 up. But I won't dwell on another miserable fact. God, it's telling us a real downer, this show. I wish I hadn't started it now. Bloody hell. And we lost again last night as well, so it was all a bit woe on the football front, unfortunately. But there you go. I mean, they're just rubbish, aren't they? Anyone who follows football knows that Arsenal have a powder puff attack and a powder puff defence. What do they expect? I'm going to have to get tweeting to my old Arsenal supporting chums like Robert Wyatt and people like that and commiserate with them. So That's all a bit woe, but we were back in the 80s, weren't we? Which is where my head seems to spend most of its time, actually, funnily enough. But this was a band who I bought their album, and I don't know what's happened to it, and I used to just listen to the first track on it, I think. I don't remember that many of the songs, and I can't even now remember what the first track was like, which was the one I really, really liked, which I think was a bit more rockabilly than the other things, which is probably why I liked it. But I came across this when I was just kind of downloading some stuff, and I only downloaded this one track, which makes me think I should really get the whole of that album. It's by a group called The Long Riders, and The Riders was spelt with a Y instead of an I, which I guess is a kind of nod towards bands like The Beards, The Birds, and people like that from the 60s. And this is one I actually played it just the other day in the preparation for this, and thought, hey, that's really nice. So I've squeezed it on today. I'd forgotten about it, and it wasn't one I had in mind to play. But I think this is really nice. So I'm going to get back to tweeting Robert Wyatt, and I'm going to leave you with the I'm not going to leave you. It's not finished yet. But while I'm tweeting, you can listen to this. It's The Long Riders, and the song's called Ivory Tower, which I think is where Arsene Wenger's been dwelling for the last few years. Anyway, here's The Long Riders. I like that very much, actually. It's very good, The Long Riders. And as I say, I will try and track down some more of their stuff to play. Now, I've just remembered what I was going to say. I've got two things, actually. I haven't remembered the second one. It shows you the speed my memory works at. We're nearly 24 minutes into the programme, and I've just remembered what I meant to say in the opening introduction. Yeah, firstly, over the stats, I do, regularly do a stat count, just to keep tabs on whether anyone's listening. Obviously, I can't prove whether anyone listens or not. I mean, I sincerely hope they don't. Obviously, it would be most embarrassing if people were listening. But for them as much as for me, I guess. But the theory I'd hit upon, if you listened last week, you'd be aware that I've hit on this theory that there is a person out there who is unknown to me, and it certainly isn't me. I just want to scotch any rumours like that that seem to be, as I speak, they're coming up on Twitter. Like, it's you doing it, people are saying, and it's not me doing it at all. Somebody's sitting there downloading the show in vast numbers. I mean, we're talking kind of psychotic levels here, really. Thousands, literally thousands. I mean, the last time I bothered to look, and I haven't looked for a few days, so it's probably some terrifying amount. And God knows what it will be when I post this one up, because this mad person will have more, it'll be more grist to their mill, won't it? But they had, the last time I checked, downloaded about 6,700 odd Bobcasts. Now, I mean, what are you going to do with that many? Okay, you can listen to a few, I know, one or two kind of a day, I can see that, but thousands a month? No, I can't get inside the head of this person. Why are they persisting in this, you know, quite frankly, it's really quite sectionable behaviour, isn't it? I mean, can you just stop? Can you stop doing it, please? And then we'll get back to normal, we'll have two or three listeners. I'll be two of those, so, you know, I'm getting quite, frankly, a bit worried about all this, you know. I think somebody's going to turn up on the door one day with armfuls of CDs and they're going to throw them at me and say, there, look what you've done, or something like that. You know, I'm getting a bit paranoid about it all, so please stop. Okay, we'll draw a line under that. That's it. That's the last time I'm going to lecture this person publicly. So that's the state of play on the stats. And then in talking about that, I've forgotten the other thing I was going to say. What was I going to say? Hold on, let me think. It'll come to me. I'm trying to put this person off downloading everything. You see, it's all a cunning plan. Okay, well, I'll come back to the other thing that I was going to say. Was it about tweeting? Yeah, it was about the show. I've miscalculated. I think I've been put off by the stalker. I thought this was number 68. It's actually number 67, because I missed one out. There's no Bobcast 45. I went through all the list of the ones that I've posted up, and I couldn't see 45. I couldn't see anything numbered 45 on my computer. So I can't figure out what's happened. So we're going to have to do something about that, I think. We're going to have to somehow make the next show number 68 as well as this one being 68, if you see what I mean. Or it'll be 68 and 45. So what I thought was we could do a request show, but the problem is probably nobody's listening to send in requests. So this will be a futile appeal for requests. But if there is anyone listening, then I'll tell you what to do after we've heard a bit of Brian Eno. And this is from the Nerve Net album, and it's a song called Fractals. Well, it's called Fractal Zoom. And I think it's just about to start, so I won't bother leaning over to do anything. There you go. That's it. It's started. We'll be right back. Yeah, Brian Eno there with Fractal Zoom, and I played that one because I've put a clip up of him doing an interview for his new album, and it's a video clip, and it's really, really well worth seeing. I cannot recommend it highly enough, I must say. It's just tremendous. Okay, those of you who listened last week will be aware that... So I'm going to have a swig of tea. Hold on, a bit parched. Hold on. Yeah, we'll have heard me promise that I'd play something for Rockmother, for the Robespierre of Mobespierre, who has been very quiet on the podcast front, and that's a real shame because I always enjoyed listening to her podcasts. I hope she gets back into it very soon. I'm sure she will. She's been tweeting a lot, so and I'll come back to the tweeting thing in a bit. Because we were talking about the program next week, weren't we? But yeah, just obviously it's a very nostalgic thing for me. This goes back to when we went to Milton Keynes in 1983 to see David Bowie, and what times they were. The 80s. Oh, what lovely times. You know, it was really very different from now. You could buy a bag of nails for fourpence. There were no lunatic asylums. Margaret Thatcher had closed them all down. We'd walk the streets wearing ridiculous clothes, leg warmers, things like that. And no one laughed at one another. Happy times. Yeah, but yeah, sorry, what was I saying? Yeah, sorry, this is for the Roma. I've drifted back to the 1980s. Though. I do apologise. I feel like I'm in a hair lacquer commercial now. But yeah, so this one was for Roma. And basically, we all went to see Bowie at Milton Keynes, and that was in 1983. And the story behind this song I'm going to play is, if anyone's familiar with the Let's Dance album, which is the... album that Bowie was touring at the time. So I'm going to turn this music down. It's getting on me wick, actually. I'm sure it's irritating everybody else as well. Oh, I can't get to the volume. Not. We'll leave it on. Can't be bothered. Yeah. Anyone who listens to the Let's Dance album will know that the guitar player on that album was none other than Stevie Ray Vaughan, who's a great Texan blues guitar player. And the original plan for the Serious Moonlight Tour, as it became... No, obviously this is where I got the inspiration for my own Serious Mood Swings Tour, which didn't go down quite so well as the Bowie one, unfortunately. But that's another story. But anyway, the original idea had been for Bowie to tour Serious Moonlight and the Let's Dance album with the guy who played guitar on it originally, which was Stevie Ray Vaughan, as I've said. But there was an outrageous set of demands made by Stevie Ray Vaughan's management, like they wanted, you know, him to bathe in ass's milk in a gold tub on stage every night, and that would be the opening act, and things like that. And obviously, you know, being sensible people, they declined this set of, stupid demands, really. He wanted something like a billion Mars bars posted to him before every show, just to show that they could do it, you know. I mean, aside from the obvious kind of logistical problems of mailing, sticky Mars bars, as they would be if you're playing in Bali or somewhere like that, you know, through the international postal system, it just became ridiculous. So in the end, he just left the tour, and they'd done this series of rehearsals for the shows, which all the musicians were really enjoying. And then he literally just suddenly, Stevie Ray Vaughan just wasn't on the coach anymore. He just got off and said, bye-bye, I've been told I'm not on the show anymore. So they drafted in Earl Slick, who had done the same kind of thing, ironically, before the Station to Station tour in 76. Only I think he'd asked for marathons, as they were known now. They're now known as Snickers for younger listeners. And so basically, I've managed to track down a rehearsal tape of the original band rehearsing for the Serious Moonlight tour, which has none other than Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar. So I'm going to play a track here for the Robespierre of Mobespierre, the Rhododendron of Mododendron, and I can't think of any other words beginning with Ro. So here it is. It's Red Sails, and this is from the Serious Moonlight Tour rehearsal. And you'll probably hear the static of the... you hear them counting in soon. So I'll shut up and let it play. Here we go.
Wrong town on the bridge.
Yeah, that's what it would have sounded like had Stevie Ray been on the show instead of Earl Slick. But we enjoyed it all the same. So, yeah, that goes out to Rock Mother. I hope you're doing okay. Just before I do the next dedication, just a quick one about the request show, because I need to tell you where to tweet to. It's at Bob Swipe. That's B-O-B-S-W-I-P-E. Yeah, just tweet me. And I thought we'd make them all singles, because it's 45. It'd be show number 45, really, even though I'm saying it's 68. If this won't make any sense, everyone will think, what a crazed lunatic you are. You're worse than why do I assume it's a woman who's downloading? That's very wrong of me. The person who's downloading thousands upon thousands of Bobcasts on a weekly basis. Yeah, I am almost that mad. And I'm so mad, in fact, that I've turned this show into the Stray Photon birthday show, because this is the third birthday dedication for Stray Photon now. It's got so close to his birthday, and I've done a show each time. So happy birthday, Stray. I suppose nothing else I can play but Dr. Feelgood. Roxette, have a great birthday. Yeah, I suppose the Rotten Sod will want a present on top of all that. That's three dedications now, Photon. I hope you're satisfied with that. So, happy birthday for this weekend, Stray. And that was Dr. Feelgood, and that's a favourite of Mar Swipe, the other half. So she doesn't listen to them, fortunately, unless it's her who's downloading them illicitly, which I very much doubt. This one was going to be another dedication, wasn't it? Yeah, and I was really greatly heartened. My heart's sort of jumped up in the air a bit a while back when I saw that one of my favourite bloggers of all time, well, probably my favourite blogger of all time, Spinsterella, had got back into blogging. And I got really excited and thought, brilliant, we're going to be able to read her every day. And she stopped again. So come on, Spinny, get back on the case. And just to push you in that direction, we're going to have George Formby's song. And I think he wrote it with you in mind, because the lyric is just you to a T. So this is The Isle of Man, and it's George Formby for Spinsterella. Thank you.
There's a beautiful spot called the Isle of Man, where holiday folk like to go. But just how it came to be given that name, really I'd like to know. Crowds of spinsters over 40 simply dying to be naughty, and they call it the Isle of Man. All I've found, said young Miss Owen, are all crocs who can't get going, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. There's old maids who long for squeezes, hugging palms and pickaneezes, and they call it the Isle of Man. See the girls in the shorts up to every game, like kids with their spades and their pails. On the beach while they lay, gay old sea dogs each day tell them some salty tales. Flappers say, what's coming to us? There's no villains to pursue us, and they call it the Isle of Man. Auntie murmurs, it's disgusting, I'm quite willing, yet I'm rusting, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. There are crowds of lovely charmers dressed in father's beach pyjamas, and they call it the Isle of Man. Looking lonely with their knitting, and they call it the Isle of Man. Those who murmur where we're game for, go on minus what they came for, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. Outside bedroom doors of trippers, there's no boots beside the slippers, and they call it the Isle of Man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be a bit more circumspect now, and in fact so circumspect that I'm not going to be able to use words as long as circumspect, which is a bit silly if you think about it, because I've just used it three times. So obviously I've got more time than I thought I had. But yeah, still not going to gab on too long, because I've had I've tired my throat out, actually. I've spoken so much on this one. I do apologise for that. I know if anyone is listening, you're listening for the music, not for my wittering on. So we're going to proceed with some music. This is from a compilation I mentioned, the Gene Vincent Road is Rocky 9 CD compilation. This is a later one, but from mid 60s I think, but it's called Baby Blue, and I think it's great.
Well, I got a brand new lover. I love her, yes I do. She's my one and only. Her name is Baby Blue. Now, baby, blue. Yeah. Well, now, baby, blue. Na, 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 na. When I met my baby, I say, how do you do? She looked into my eyes and said, my name is Baby Blue. Well, now, baby, 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 blue. Well, now, baby, 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 blue. Now, let me tell you all about love.
Yeah, terrific stuff there. Gene Vincent, I'll play a lot more of his, I would imagine, over the next few weeks. What was I going to say? Yeah, the requests one. So try and make them singles if anyone is interested. And I thought we'd just try and pick out, I'll try and do as many of them as I can. I imagine I'm not going to get more than two requests, if that. But if you do fancy having a bit of reflected glory and being downloaded by by some lunatic somewhere, along with thousands and thousands of other copies, then do that. Okay, I was going to tell you about this next one, but I'm not going to have time now. It's George McRae, Rock Your Baby. And this was originally a demo for a Casey and the Sunshine Band song. But I've always loved this one, and I listened to it with new ears when I found that out. So hope you enjoy it too.
Thank you.
it's always a pleasure to hear that one, isn't it? And yeah, that was just a demo for a Casey and the Sunshine Band single, which they never took the option up on. So they released the George McRae demo, and it's got that wonderful loose-limbed feel to it. And I guess that explains it now, doesn't it? That it was just him running through it for Casey and the lads and lasses. Were there lasses in the Casey and the Sunshine Band? I'll have to Google it, won't I? Or somebody will. Okay, so I'm going to make this one the last one. Now, this has been a very long one. I do apologise. It's because I whittered on so long. But this one goes out to Nick in NYC. I've mentioned him before on the show. Great friend of mine. And he's very kindly sent me a link to the Brian Ferry album, the new one. And I was thinking I used to play Brian Ferry all the time. I haven't played him for years. So this would be a good one to end on. I think Ferry's voice is sounding absolutely astonishing. It's got a wonderful kind of aged... kind of croaky quality coming into it now that I hope he does a lot more recording, because it's finally starting to really have an emotional impact, his voice. I think it's getting really kind of, it's quite moving in places hearing him sing, and he's a very, very touching album. So I'm going to leave you with Brian singing Tender Is Night, or is it Tender Is The Night? It's one of the two, and I hope you'll all join me next week, and I hope we have some requests. So night night, enjoy Brian, bye bye, see you soon.
Now picture this, my point of view. In an ideal world, I see it like you. Such as it is, babes in the wood. At the best of times, I feel misunderstood. No work, no play, a million miles away. Tender is the night, I'm friendly today. No play, a million miles away. Tender is the night, I'm friendly today. Makes no sense, you'd think of me out of place in your society. I want to be where strangers meet. Wanna hold you at the dark end of the street. No work, no play, a million miles away. Tender is the night, I'm frantic today. No play, a million miles away. Tender is the night, I'm frantic today. I'm fine. Friday today. Tender is the night on Friday today.